The Silent Room by Mary Hanna, read by Tim Bruce. Chapter 1. Jason Irwin locked his prison van. No armed escort today. The only copper he'd see for the rest of his shift was securely handcuffed in the back. A disgrace to his profession, according to the grapevine, suspended from special branch on allegations of misconduct, something to do with illegal firearms. His name was Jack Fenwick. Flicking away his cigarette, Irwin climbed aboard and fastened his seatbelt. Waiting for the thumbs up from security, he rammed the vehicle in gear and pulled away, keen to get rid of his last delivery. As he cleared the exit gate, he had checked the road, turning left towards Newcastle Quayside, his eyes scanning the front steps of the Crown Court as he passed by. Outside the sandstone building, a gang of scruffy youths gave him the one-finger salute as he stopped at traffic lights, their eyes full of hatred. Not long ago, Irwin had transported one of the group into the care of Her Majesty, exactly where he belonged in his opinion. Loser. He turned right and immediately put his foot down, watching the group get smaller in his rear view. Crossing the River Tyne via the swing bridge, he drove up a steady incline, following the signs to the south and on through Gateshead, as the autumn drizzle worsened. Not perfect conditions for driving, but hey.